stolzer Wille sich dem Herrn gehorsam beugt.
Alles will,
ja, alles will,
alles will ich wollen,
ja, alles, dir, mein Herr, mein Gott, mein Heiland, will ich alles mein. Alles will ich, verklärt und neu.
Alles will ich,
alles weiß,
alles will ich
sein, alles, dir, mein Herr, mein Gott, mein Heiland, will ich alles mein. Alles will ich Jesus weihen, meines Geistes beste Kraft. All mein Denken, all mein Streben, alles, was mein Tagwerk schafft.
Alles will ich,
ja, alles will ich,
alles will ich,
mein alles, hier mein Herr, mein Gott, mein Heiland, will ich alles sein. Oh, wie köstlich ist zu wissen, Jesus Christus, er ist mein, der den Schuldbrief hat zerrissen, soll mein Heil und alles sein. Na bei Jesus, immer sucht und darum betet, denn vor seinem Angesichte steht mir
Dear brothers, dear sisters, I welcome you all warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Alle, die mit über Internet hören,
all of you who are listening or watching via the internet, you too are most welcome. And we are all expecting a blessing today. We are eager to hear what God will speak to us this afternoon. Before I read a word, I have an announcement. God willing and we live, Brother Frank will speak to us on Sunday, the 10th of July 2022, at 14 hours in the Volkshaus in Zurich. This broadcast will not be live. It will be put later on the homepage. Now I would like to read a word from 1 John chapter 5, verse 1-11. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. What wonderful words that I read. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We praise and glorify your wonderful name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, bless our dear brother Frank. Bless him. And I thank you for anointing his lips. Lord Jesus, open our ears, open our hearts, that your true word may penetrate our hearts, that it may bear fruit. Faithful Lord, you have called us, you have sought us, and you have found us. You have set us on the path, faithful Lord, and I ask you, lead and guide each one of us on this path to you, Lord Jesus. For we know, without you, we would never reach the goal. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your love, for your goodness, for all that you did for us on the cross of Calvary. Lord Jesus, bless us. To you be the praise, the glory and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, I greet you very warmly. We have already heard a wonderful word of introduction from Brother Keller. We will come back to it. We are living in a time in which a lot is happening. As far as religion is concerned, we have Good Friday and Easter behind us, and Ascension Day and Pentecost ahead of us. We are thankful from the bottom of our hearts that we do not only celebrate these days as a remembrance, but that we recognize in the plan of salvation what it is actually all about. Our Lord died for us, took all our guilt and sin upon himself. He shed his blood, the blood of the new covenant, to give us forgiveness, reconciliation, full salvation by grace. And we may accept it by grace. And then we see our Lord as the risen one, as the one who was buried, and then as the one who rose from the dead on the third day, and was seen and heard by many witnesses after the resurrection. And then even spent 40 days with his disciples, talking to them about the kingdom of God. And then he took them to Bethany, lifted up his hands, and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he was lifted up into heaven before their eyes. But before that, he had given the Great Commission that we, as his witnesses, should preach the gospel to all the world. And the commission is, therefore, go into all the world. He could say, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And if we read Matthew 28, we have a part of the Great Commission. When we read Mark 16, we again have a part of the Great Commission. And then, when we go over to the book of Acts, we see the carrying out of the Great Commission. We see there the founding of the New Testament Church. And there we see and hear what was preached, how it was baptized. We hear and see everything that happened in the New Testament Church from the beginning. Now we live, and this all Bible believers know, we live at the end of the time of grace. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled worldwide, as our Lord especially foretold it in Matthew 24 about wars and hardships of every kind, about pestilences, about earthquakes, about natural catastrophes. Everything is happening in our days. And our Lord says, when you see all this, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. So, we arrived in the end times, and we may proclaim the original divine message as it was left to us in the Holy Scriptures to all the world. Now, we will read some verses from the letter of John. Brother Keller has already read from the 5th chapter, and I must not forget to give the many greetings and also to greet from Zurich all those all over the world who are listening, who can believe with all their heart that we are close to the return of Jesus Christ, and that the Lord has given a special commission to our beloved brother Branham to bring the original divine message. And he did his part. And after that, I have then preached the word of the Lord in exactly 165 countries over the past 60 years. And the divine message has indeed reached all the ends of the earth, and the scripture has been fulfilled. The gospel of the kingdom of God will be preached to all nations for a witness, and then the end will come. The evangelist and man of God, John, was the favorite disciple of Jesus, and he emphasized love in particular in his letters. And we will now read some verses from the chapters, and may God give grace that we receive every word, believing it with all our heart, and examine ourselves if our lives are in conformity with the word. Christianity is not a religion. God has not brought us a religion, but in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, God has given us grace, salvation, and eternal life. Let us now read a few scriptures from the letter of John, and I ask Brother Borg to read. We read from 1 John 1, verse 5 to 7. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Amen. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And our Lord could say, I have come into this world as a light. He who follows after me will not remain in darkness. Whosoever follows me will not remain in darkness, but will have the light of life. That is the core of the divine message that we proclaim. Please, we read verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. This too we say with great pain. It applies 100% to all who find themselves in this verse, who on the one hand testify to be believers, but on the other hand walk in darkness, having not experienced God personally, have not had the word revealed to them, and continue in their own denomination without really having the divine light. We now read verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. To this again, we may say with all our heart, if we walk in the light, and by this is not meant the sun that shines by day, but the light, the revelation which God has given us by grace, and we may walk in the light of the Word and have fellowship with the Lord and with one another by grace. Please, we read from 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Amen. To the Lord be the thanks. We are still on earth, and it can happen that something happens to us that we did not expect. But I may say, even as an old man who will turn 90 next year, that no true believer would sin on purpose, transgress God's word on purpose. There is no such thing. But if we make a mistake, then we can come to our Lord, who entered with his own blood into the Holy of Holies and intercedes for us as our advocate. Please, we read from 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Also to this we say Amen. To say something is one thing, and the other is whether it really happens that way. If we say, that is one thing, but may God grant grace that the saying becomes a divine reality in our life. And I may say, just as in the earthly realm, one complies with the regulations that exist, for example, in road traffic, so in the spiritual realm, one can comply with what the Lord has said and given us on the way, without getting into trouble. I may as well say it. I have traveled with my car through 15 different countries. I have driven more than 3 million kilometers. Not once have I been fined. Not once have I been guilty of anything, because I followed the rules. And I've actually been by car in Rome, and yes, in Warsaw, and everywhere. And so, today, I would simply like to transfer this to the spiritual realm, that we move within the Word of God, keep everything that we are commanded to do without being guilty of transgressions. Please, we read from 1 John chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. This is a very serious word. Everyone talks about love, but who practices it? He who claims to follow the Lord, to love Him, and hates his brother. What is that? You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. A true child of God can have absolutely no hatred in him. On the contrary, we pray for our enemies and bless them in the name of the Lord and ask that God be merciful to them. Please, we read verse 10. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there's none occasion of stumbling in him. Praise be to the name of the Lord. He who loves his brother honestly and sincerely is continually in the light, and he cannot stumble at anything because he sees where he's going. He walks in the light, and we may testify by grace in all humility that it is possible to walk in the light and to love our brothers and sisters in Christ with all our heart and with all our soul. Please. Verse 11. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. Much could be said about this. He who does not love his brother walks in darkness. He can speak of light, of the gospel, of the message. He can speak of everything, and yet he is spiritually blinded and does not actually see where he is going. May God grant grace that all brothers and all sisters in Christ may walk in the light, and that the love of God may be manifested in all of us and through all of us for the glory of God. In Jesus' holy name, please. We read from 1 John chapter 2, verse 15-17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. This word also is very, very serious. And let me say it with humility. After all, I became a believer at the age of 14 and consecrated my life to the Lord. But who lives in a small place and is a youth being together with everyone, you all know what goes on there. There comes the weekend. There comes the table and a round of beers at the table. There comes the dance. There comes this and that. But God has given me the grace to know from the beginning that I don't belong to this world. Not once did I sit at the table and drink beer. Not once did I dance a single dance. No, not seen one movie. Not once did I go to the theater. I consecrated my life to the Lord at the age of 14, and He has blessed. So, he who loves God does not love the things of this world. And I may say, God has given grace that I could consecrate my life to Him, and He has accepted it and blessed it. Please, we read verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Nothing more needs to be said about that either. The whole worldly being is not for us as believers. We are in the world, but not of the world. That is what our Lord said. To be a believer is different from being an unbeliever. And brothers and sisters, dear friends, let me say it. Whoever has truly become a believer has left the broad way that leads to perdition, has entered the narrow way that leads to life. And on this narrow way will reach the goal by grace. Please, we read verse 17. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We can say amen to that. The world passes away, but God and His own abide forever. What good is it for people to have lived on earth if they have not claimed the grace of God for themselves personally? After all, we are here on earth so that we can receive eternal life and then be eternally with God. For only those who have received eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ can and will live eternally. Please, we read from 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you, because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. O praise and glory be to the Lord. Here the word anointing is mentioned. Our Lord was the anointed one. Christ in our language means the anointed one, the consecrated one. And in the Old Testament, the kings and the priests were anointed with oil, and so they were consecrated to God. The New Testament Church received on the day of Pentecost the Holy Spirit, the Holy Anointing, and the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. And we truly testify and say it before the Lord, as we have read, that no lie is of the truth. The Holy Scripture, the Old and New Testament, have been left to us. And here we have the truth about God, about water baptism, about the Lord's Supper, about resurrection, about eternal life. Here we have everything in one book, that is in the Old and New Testament. Both belong together. And now we come to a point that pains me very much. Where did the men in the first 500 years after Christ invent all the teachings that do not agree with the Bible? Why? Because they no longer respected the Bible as the only authority, but placed their own interpretations above the Word, and they believed these interpretations. It just hurts very, very much. And when we think of all these men in the post-apostolic times, be it Irenaeus, Martin, Augustine, all these men who lived and then passed on their own teachings about that what was written in the Word. One of the main doctrines that hurts very much and that really has to be declared as anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-biblical is the doctrine of the so-called Holy Trinity. Tell me, if once in the Bible is written of a Trinity, of an eternal Father, an eternal Son, an eternal Holy Spirit, if once there is written of three eternal persons in the Bible, no, not even once, only of the eternal God. And he said to his people Israel, hear, hear. I repeat, because it needs to be emphasized. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and so forth. And thou shalt have no other gods beside him. Of God it is always in the singular. And throughout the Old Testament, the birth of the Son of God has been foretold. And we see the fulfillment in the New Testament. The Son of God was not born in eternity and not in heaven. The Son of God was born on earth. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and the angel Gabriel had told her, Mary, you have found favor with God, for you will become the mother of a son, to whom you shall give the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The revelation of God as Father in the Son is the most important there has been, for it is only through the Son of God that we have been restored to sons and daughters of God in our original position with God, that we can pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We cannot go into the subject in detail today, but our Lord is the Anointed One, the Messiah. He is, after all, the one in whom God revealed himself personally on earth. He bore our guilt and our sin. He died on the cross of Calvary in his earthly body. Please, brothers and sisters, think about this when you go to Genesis chapter 2 and 3. There the Lord God created Adam in his image, but the Lord God was in a spiritual body, but Adam was taken from the earth, and Adam was in the body of flesh. And in this body of flesh was also Eve, who was taken out of Adam. And because the first human beings sinned in the body of flesh, the Lord, who created them in the body of flesh, had to take responsibility himself and come into the flesh himself and accomplish redemption here in the flesh and bring us back to the original state as sons and daughters of God. For me, the subject about the Godhead is the dearest, the most precious, the most important. I could cry when I think about that all Christian churches believe in a Trinity that does not exist, and billions of people are misled. Oh, may God grant grace once more that all might return to the true living faith and experience their personal conversion to Christ and experience their adoption as sons and daughters of God. We read on. We read from 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. This is a very serious word. Here it speaks of the return of Jesus Christ and that we must abide in him to not be disappointed when he returns to take his own home. And we believe out of conviction that the Lord has given grace and the last message has been brought to us, that we really have everything, whether it concerns the Godhead and baptism and the biblical subjects, that we are brought back 100% to God, to the Word, so that everything is 100% in agreement. And this also includes the biblical baptism. Our Lord still speaks to us today. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Faith comes by hearing, and whoever becomes a believer in Jesus Christ is baptized according to the Word of God. And there too, beloved brothers and sisters, the enemy has succeeded right from the Council of Nicaea, which lasted from 321 to 325. You can read how many took part in the council, what points were argued about. Today, you can just press a few buttons and you are informed about everything. And what happened? They added a Trinitarian baptism to the doctrine of the Trinity and then said, well, then we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Until 325 AD, not a single person has been baptized in this formula. All were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But, as I have just mentioned, the baptism formula has been added to the formula of the Trinity, and both are anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-biblical. And I say it again, in love, because there are people who are destined to become believers, to be called out. There are people in all nations and tongues who are destined to hear and believe the last message before the return of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, as a testimony, before we conclude, when I heard Brother Branham preaching about this biblical baptism and pointing out with all seriousness that we have to come back to the origin, to the beginning, to God, to the Word, and also about water baptism, that the disciples had understood perfectly that they should baptize into the name in which God has revealed Himself to us as Father, in the Son, and through the Holy Spirit, baptizing them into the name. I have 21 Bible translations in my office. It has been translated really carelessly, and baptize them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father is not a name. Son is not a name. Holy Spirit is not a name. What was the name? Peter. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, had to say in the first sermon on the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts, in the epistles, in the whole New Testament, since Pentecost, since the founding of the church, all true believers have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by a single immersion. You can go to Acts chapter 8, verse 16, chapter 10, verse 48, chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. You can read Romans 6. You can and you can and you must and you must believe the Word of God. And finally realize that this is the time for all of us to come back to God and to the Word, to come out of all error, out of all Babylonian captivity, out of everything. Now, in closing, the words we have already heard, he who walks in the light, whoever by grace receives the revelation of Jesus Christ, to whom God has truly revealed Himself, And the Lord speaks again, whoever follows me will not remain in darkness, but will have the light of life. May all who have listened today or who will listen hereafter believe with all their hearts what the scripture has said, what is truly written, and may it not be true of anyone, that he is left behind, because he has not bowed under the hand of God, under the word, but has walked on in stubbornness. And I say it with a sincere heart, even all those who claim to be baptized in the Spirit. My question is, are you led by the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God leads into all truth, and God's word is the truth. What is the use of the more than 550 million Pentecostals on earth and charismatics, and what they all are, if they all remain in their own teachings, in their own churches, and do not let themselves be led by the Spirit of God into all truth? I say it again, the Holy Spirit, who inspired the Holy Scripture, he leads us into all the truth of the Word of God. Be blessed with the blessings of Almighty God. I want to see you all again at the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Maranatha. Shalom. Hallelujah. Amen. We are still standing up for prayer. God bless all from Zurich, all over the world. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word that we have heard. We thank you for always giving Brother Frank new grace to preach your word. Your word is spirit and your word is life. We thank you that your word accomplishes in all them who hear and believe it what you send it for. We thank you for everything and ask you to bless your people worldwide who have heard this sermon. And especially we ask you for our brothers and sisters here in Switzerland. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.